Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Well, that song stuck in our heads at some point. DNCE, that's Joe Jonas's band. Formed it with a few people that actually worked with him when he was on the Jonas Brothers. A couple guys.
Really?
Yeah. Two of them. Jinju was the guitarist for the Jonas Brothers, and Jack was the drummer. And then they found Cole, because Cole is the guy with the cool hair. They just found him because he's crazy. We talked to them. Hear that interview in about 20 minutes. But right now, we got to get to Tinder Tuesday.
Love me tender.
Elena Davies, our selfie sweet. Queen in here in her activewear.
I live in activewear. I'm not active, but I'll fool ya.
I keep seeing those shirts that they look like they might be turtleneck, but it's like to cover your mouth when you're running. Is that what it's for? Or is that just, yeah.
I don't know if this is would help in running at all. I haven't ran since 2014.
Got it, yes.
But I guess I'm ready if I'm...
Looks good.
If I need to run.
If there's some wind going on. All right, so what's going on in the dating world?
You know, somebody proposed a question to me recently.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth discussing. And I didn't have the answer to it. So I thought maybe you guys could share some insight.
Okay.
Or your opinion. Or Big Al can also be in the conversation too.
Welcome to the conversation,
well,
Big Al.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Is this a dude question or a girl asked you the question?
A girl asked me.
Okay.
I think everyone can benefit. So this listener reached out to me and said, okay, I've been out with a guy that I met on Tinder, or maybe more specifically Bumble, 4 times. Mm. Everything's going fine. We haven't had any kind of define the relationship talk.
It's a little early. Yeah.
It's a little early for that. But she was like, should I get him something for Valentine's Day? Should I expect a Valentine's Day date?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the timeline of relationships are all different. She said they've been talking for about a month before they even met. So it's kind of slow going. But what is the answer to that? Is there like an unwritten rule of a timeline that you should follow?
There's no rule because it's really, I think, up to him. If you're going to be traditional about it.
Yeah.
He should probably get the flowers and maybe a card.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But then say the tables are turned. What if the guy is thinking, it's too soon for me to do this. I'm going to scare her off. Because I think I would maybe be a little scared off by that.
You would be?
No, I wouldn't.
Not
be.
If you were really into it.
I guess not if I was really into it. But if it's like that early on and I'm not 100%
sure. I think it's a good opportunity to gauge the seriousness of the relationship.
Yeah. Right.
You make a joke about it. I would just say something like, all right, so what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Like, are you into it? Or just to kind of gauge his feelings. I mean, it's about learning about a person. And so I would just gauge. And if he's not into it, or if he's like, it's a stupid holiday, then you know, okay, maybe I'll just get him a card.
That's the
or
truth.
If he's like, oh, I love it, I'm like, oh, you know, you just downplay it, but it's a way to gauge his interest level.
Well, one of my friends last year, I guess this was her gauging, she was like, hey, there's this show, and it was, I don't remember the date, but the weekend before Valentine's Day, so it wasn't actually Valentine's Day. She was like, hey, there's this thing going on, would you want to go to that? He was like, that's Valentine's Day weekend. She was like, oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that's good.
And they went.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a super romantic event.
And no gift was necessary.
Yeah, you can see.
You can take the romance like, kind of out and make the flowers pink or yellow or white or something and not red. Because red kind of signifies the love thing, doesn't it?
Flowers are flowers.
And that's what's white mean?
I think it's just like
death
a friend
or
thing.
Death, purity, right? I don't know.
Oh, yellow's death.
Yellow's friendship.
White's my favorite.
Yellow's always been my favorite, and it's the one you
that's
get.
That's for death, right?
For death, yeah.
Oh, it is death. And white's friendship.
Yellow's
then.
Friendship.
Yeah, yellow's
yellow
friendship.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's why it didn't work out with me.
Lilies are death. I don't remember.
Just get red flowers.
Yeah, I just joke about it. I think that's what you do if you're in a new relationship. But it's a good opportunity to have a conversation about...
Because I really think that in this millennial situation of swipe-based dating apps and the talking phase, everyone avoids actual communication of feelings.
Yeah.
It's literally just avoided. And so you don't ever know where you stand, and it causes more complications and
Well, I think after 4 dates, that's still pretty soon.
Oh, sure.
I feel like a dating, and we shouldn't avoid it. A dating app's just a vessel to get you to a normal relationship.
Well,
I think that's our... That's our MO as young people in the dating scene is kind of avoiding anything that seems like commitment or...
Do you know if they've done yet.
Oh, stop it. Why is that always your first
I'm just saying
concern?
Because, no, well, I'm just saying because it means the relationship has gone to another level, you know? If the relationship is just...
And it could still be empty. Yeah. It could mean nothing. That doesn't necessarily mean the relationship means something.
It could be a side hustle.
No, well, that's
your one-night stands February. Mean your relationship went to another level?
February 15th. Is side
you were in love after that?
Do you normally take your one-night stands out for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but not on the day of. You got to do it the day before or the day after.
Right, so it's not super serious, but you're acknowledging them.
Oh, sure, you have to.
Good.
You got to get them a card and everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. What's the card say?
And then you sign the card, love, and you put your first initial, just in case your woman finds it, she don't know who the whole name is. And do it in have a friend do it so it's not in your handwriting.
I mean, your name is, your initial is half your name.
Yeah. Still, it's
love, pretty close to
A.
What?
Dot, dot, dot.
Well, there's an opportunity for have a couple more dates between now and Valentine's Day anyway.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll, I don't know, maybe he'll surprise her.
Yeah.
But probably after that brief of a time, it shouldn't be anything too romantic. No. That would be crazy.
That would be weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely go out.
But Alan, I feel like, did a lot for Valentine's Day, and y'all weren't super...
We've been dating about a month at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he do? What did he get you? Do you remember?
It was a lot of little things. It was like candles. He got a bottle of champagne and a couple of champagne flutes.
See, that's cool.
But he had them all individually wrapped. And then he took what I thought was so sweet. He took a bunch of candy conversation hearts, like 1,000 of them. And they were everywhere on his kitchen counter. And he flipped them all over where the messages were all facing up. Do you know how time consuming that is?
Yeah.
And just the fact that he went to all that effort. It was a romantic gesture, but it wasn't like...
Too over the top.
You know, the satin bed sheets turned down.
It wasn't like that, but
it was still a very romantic gesture.
And there's a difference. Like, if you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, there's a difference. Like, Alan, I'm assuming, is in his 40s or not in his 20s and 30s.
He's in his
30s.
Okay. No, he's in his 40s.
Okay.
And so it's just a different thing. Like, if you're in your 20s, you can probably get by with, like, a six-pack, you know,
or a
bottle of champagne.
That's when I tried my hardest, I think.
But you don't have as much money, though. I mean, lingerie. When is lingerie?
For example, when I was dating my wife at the time, our first Valentine's Day, I was broke.
Yeah.
I had no money.
That's what I'm saying.
But you find a way to make it look nice. That I bought her some kisses, the candy.
Yeah.
And then I bought some rose petals because I went to a flower shop and they were going to throw them away. So I got them for free. So I didn't buy them. And then I put the kisses on the ground and then put the rose petals in the shower and I with a little note that's, and it's corny. You're going to laugh. And I put, now that I kissed the ground you walk on and showered you with love, here's my, I know it's corny.
It's sweet, though.
She cried, though, so it worked.
It's sweet.
How long have you been dating at that point?
We started dating in the summer, and so this was Valentine's Day. So it was almost, we were like 8-9 months. And then I had a little, I used my savings, and I bought her a promise ring from Zales.
Oh,
and
nice,
I had that
time.
Hanging from the shower head.
Oh,
and
ring.
I said, and I want to make you a little promise that you're in.
The shower head.
Yeah, I was corny.
Aww. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. That was corny.
Did you make a hope tape?
No.
You got to do a hope. You know what a hope tape
what's
is?
A hope
what's
tape?
A hope tape?
It's a song. That's a collection
a mix?
Of songs.
Yeah.
Oh, a mix.
Alan did that for us on our first date.
Yeah.
Our first Valentine's. He had a CD of all these songs that he really loved.
Get you in the mood, you know, songs. Hope tape.
Well, I've never heard
a
that.
A mix.
You've never it's heard just of like a hope tape?
It's like a...
Wow.
See, but you're right about age being different because there were some times in college I had a boyfriend I hadn't been dating long and we knew we were going to go out on Valentine's Day, but I didn't know if he was going to go over the top or not. So I tend to go a little less romantic on the gift and just kind of go thoughtful and didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he loved Buffalo Wild Wings. So I went and got a $5 gift card, which is nothing, and his favorite wing sauce. And then I went to another one of his favorite, I went to like all of his favorite bars and restaurants on the college campus and bought $5 gift cards,
That's
you know,
cute.
Like a little, and probably spent $20. And then of course he went like over the top with something, but at least I had something to give him.
Yes. Yeah. And he still
feels
good.
It's always nice to have something thoughtful to give someone.
Well, you can always get it too and then see if they get you something.
You
and
just,
then you have it if you.
Hey, I've been there. I had a gift and I'm like, oh, I just kept it in the backseat of the car. Like, we're not celebrating.
But if you are on a budget, fellas, just get some whipped cream, put a little bowl around.
See, don't listen to Al ever in a relationship. Speaking of gifts, our boy Trey is this going to be your first Valentine's Day with the girl?
With Kara, yeah.
Yeah, your
it'll
girlfriend?
It'll be my first Valentine's Day. It's now six.
Wow. 6 months. And Trey
six
has a question.
A What's yes, your question? So yes. You guys were talking a couple weeks ago about hand-delivering flowers and if it's cheap to hand-deliver them or if that's the way to go. And I was thinking... Before y'all had talked about it, I was like, oh, I'll hand deliver them. We'll go to lunch.
I'm always a fan of that.
So
Kelly disagrees with me, but
no,
I'm always.
No, I mean, that's, you know, I've
always been a fan of that.
You're going to lunch on Tuesday?
that was my plan. I haven't really like confirmed it, but we can just go anywhere on a lunch, right?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I'm a fan of the hand delivered. A, you can make sure that they get there and on time.
Right.
By hand delivering them yourself. And to me, it means more when you're delivering them yourself. It's more of a gesture.
I agree.
You should bring a guitar player and sing her a song,
it's
too.
It's just transporting them, I think, for the girl that's difficult because you want everyone to see them.
No, you leave them at work.
Oh, yeah. You take them to your job. Take them to a job.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring them to lunch.
No, take them to a job.
You leave them at work because that's the point of getting flowers at work is for everybody who doesn't have a Valentine to feel jealous.
It's bragging.
That's it. To have the flowers delivered to a woman at home, you just wasted your money.
Yep.
Because nobody sees them.
No.
Unless she posts them on social media, and that's
it. Which
she will,
but it still doesn't count.
Or they ask all their friends to come over. So then they come over and they see the flowers and be like, oh, what are those?
You know, Kelly, it's funny because I've always gotten flowers if I have ever a few times home.
Nope.
At home.
Nope.
But see, for me, hey,
you gotta stick it to everybody else in the office, Jenna.
Because that's what it's about. No,
yes, it is.
Look at Kelly. Kelly's sticking it to the office twice.
Yeah.
Over here. She's got two sets.
When Kelly gets flowers, full on garden over there.
When Kelly gets flowers, she'll leave them at the front desk just so everybody can go by the front desk. Yeah. Who are the flowers for? Who are the flowers for?
Right. Big old Kelly on the flowers.
It's part of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Is getting it at work so everybody can be like,
that's right.
Look at you.
I'm telling you, that's right.
You content with that answer, Trey?
I am. Do I go with the favorite flower, favorite color flower?
Yes.
Or do you go with red?
You can go with red with 6 months.
Go with rose.
You can go with red rose.
Go with her favorite flower.
Or if you're on the cheap, fellas, just get one and then just say, hey, Jenna, will you accept this rose?
You guys, I'm really looking forward to Valentine's Day.
You have a hope tape.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we can go do something together.
It's really
good.
Do you
want to go on a girl date?
You can do a Galentine's. That's the new trend now. Hashtag Galentine's.
To me, it's just another day. You know, if you're alone, I don't like that. It's just another day. Let couples celebrate their love. And for me, it's just another day of the week. Yeah. It's just a Tuesday. I'm going to go work out.
Yeah, if it's on a Tuesday, it's easy to avoid.
Yeah.
Trey and his girl, by the way, met at the kids' 90s party.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's where they met.
Mm-hmm. Well, she
was dressed as...
She was wearing the same outfit as me.
She was very upset that Elena was wearing the same outfit as her.
And then she was upset because... what did I say to her? Oh, I asked her if she was dressed as Mary Gallagher.
Oh, Mary
from
Kathleen
SNL,
Gallagher.
Mary Kathleen
Who was she
Gallagher.
Dressed as? I don't remember.
She was dressed as Clueless. So that was a big no-no for me.
Apparently it turned Trey on.
But she's a super cool girl. Congrats on that relationship, Trey.
Thanks, buddy.
You needed that.
You needed that.
He
that's
did.
So condescending.
That's you not. Needed you needed that. That.
He did
she
need, need
you
it.
Needed her in your life. That's what you need. Had a nice little sit-down interview in the tour bus with DNCE.
Nice.
Real cool guys. Joe Jonas is the front man. I had a nice little conversation about stuff. I got a little nosy. We'll hear that interview in the tour bus with Joe Jonas and DNCE next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here before we launch into this DNCE interview, our text blew up. Wait, what happened, Jenna? Basically is what the text messages say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Something bad happened.
What happened?
You missed an announcement yesterday. We'll recap it for you.
Well, here's a quick recap. I was engaged for a minute. He changed his mind.
Oh, okay.
I have no explanation for you. So that's where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
What's next?
Right. Yeah, because we...
Yeah, it's awful. It sounds crazy. I know. Yeah, everyone's like, what in the world? It's like, yeah, that's what it is. And I mean, it's awful. So I don't really know what else to say about it. So it's awful that it's... I was excited. It wasn't my choice.
I know.
And there's, you know, I guess this is how life goes sometimes. So... And you guys all get to hear it.
Well, the bright side is that it didn't go like a long engagement, then a breakup. You know,
there's that.
Oh, there's nothing worse than like the week or two before.
Yeah,
I've gotten those
announcements in the mail. The wedding that
is called off.
Blah blah between blah blah and blah blah,
you know,
will not be.
And that would be awful.
So that's a bright
I think
side.
That's
a bright side.
And I get that engagements are called off. Obviously, that people date and this stuff happens. I think for me, what was a little overwhelming is that this was someone I had already spent time grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back into my life wanting to be together. And then out of everything was actually great. There wasn't a problem. He just said he changed his mind.
You got the cold
so
feet.
I feel like I'm living in a twilight zone a little bit. But you know what? It just means it's not the one. And it just means that the chapter's closed. And, you know, I'm not going to have hard feelings. And I mean, it's upsetting, obviously, yeah. but I'm not going to sit here and hate someone.
No.
And I loved this person and so much.
And you're going to take your time to recover. And
I was really hopeful. Yeah. I'm just going to, you know, focus on me, I guess. So, right? Is that what you do?
That's what you should do.
So this spring it'll be Snap Bachelorette instead of Snap Batch that Caroline is doing.
Oh,
Snapchat Bachelorette.
Snapchat Bachelorette.
I'm not quite there.
She's not
yet.
Ready, Al.
Yeah,
soon.
Too soon, Al.
I think.
I'm just trying to plan the spring promotions around here.
many excited guys, though, Jenna.
What's the point if it doesn't become a bit, right?
Man, I've had five Lyft driver, Uber driver, whatever, ask me about Jenna.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I had three guys text me yesterday.
No. Why? They want to go out. Yeah. They want to give you a lift, girl.
Three guys texted me yesterday that I haven't talked to in years, Jenna. Hey, bro. Hey, man. I'm so excited you what's up with Jenna?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have suitors out
there. Thank you. I feel just so desirable.
You are. You're a hot commodity.
I'm going to be all right. But that's not my focus now, obviously. Yeah. I got to change it for a bit. So let's do something fun.
So you're all caught up there, Kid Nation. We'll do something fun. DNCE, they're fun. Joe Jonas and his band were in town over the weekend. They invited us out to sit down and have an interview with them. I thought we were going to do it on the rooftop. It was kind of cold, so we did it elsewhere.
We're in a very intimate setting right now with DNCE. Where many groupies get to go, but not usually dudes like me.
Hush now.
The tour bus.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well, man.
Had a long day today?
Holding that mic.
Yeah. I want to be like a rapper.
It's kind of like Eminem's, you know. 8 Mile vibes.
You know, Joe is actually a backup singer for Eminem. Show him.
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah. What? My name is?
What?
Who?
Chicken.
There you go. Yep.
I brought you guys gifts before we start.
Oh, let's do it.
Can I give you guys gifts?
Please. We love gifts.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First up, this one's for Jack.
Oh, wow.
Because you know what? Drummers always get pooped on, but I think you're
But I'm so
looks like my hat. It
was a poo emoji hat.
Nice.
For those listening on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cute. Kid TV for the video.
And he put it on.
Cute. Now, Cole.
Yeah, boy.
I know you like hats as well. So I bought you this hat so you could cover up that cool hair.
Oh, dog.
But still show it off a minute. What? You might not even have to do that right there.
Yeah.
Stud level. Sparkly hat. You know what I mean? I actually think that you guys will wear these. That's why I brought these. And Jinju.
Yes.
I saw that you really like glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And that you like the cat eye glasses. So I got you those, like,
those are dope.
Cool, fancy ones.
You nailed it. So far, you're batting 1,000.
So far, so good.
Son.
And Joe, I've seen your pictures that you just came out with. And you've been working out hard. So I brought you my new t-shirt line that I started. It's called the Ab Shirt.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? You put it on, and your abs are going to be showing. My wife forgot the baby oil.
I got a pants version of that. There it is.
Wait, the abs are cut out?
I cut out the abs. Because he's been working out
hard. It's a white t-shirt with the front cut out?
Yeah.
Okay, all
right. So right where the abs are, it's cut out.
Got
and
it.
That way when he wears it, just the abs are showing.
I got it.
For the ladies.
Give me one of those.
Yeah, I'll get you one out.
All right.
Might have to bust this out on stage tonight.
Dude, if you bust that out on stage, you know.
Got him.
Dude, this is the new line.
You have to wear that
honestly,
for the ladies.
Honestly, these are the best gifts we've gotten in a while.
And real quick before we get going, I want to thank you because I saw today is the anniversary of your grandpa's passing. And so for you to be doing this, man, thank you so much. Because you don't
thank
have
you.
To do this. You don't have to do a show. I know you want to take time to yourself.
No, thank
but
you.
But what's your favorite memory of you and your grandpa?
You know, a lot of them were at concerts. Like, I remember one time, he's always making jokes. I think you actually probably met him.
Yeah, I met him a couple times.
And he came out during a sound check once, and there was like a sound check party. So what that means is we get a bunch of fans to be able to come in, view our sound check. And he was doing some dance move, but like a cartoon, he started to like fall back, and just like a grandpa who can't like stop falling, he ate it.
Oh no!
But he kept dancing, and he definitely like hurt himself, but he kept dancing on the floor, and I just remember like the guy would never he'd use any opportunity to make a joke, and that's what we loved about him. So it was actually by coincidence when booking the tour. I didn't really realize that the same day was his anniversary of his passing. But I think it's kind of, on a weird way, it's going to be a beautiful thing. My family's going to be here. So what better way for us to kind of celebrate his life?
That's what he loved watching. He loved watching that before. I remember that.
So I'm sure he'll be at the gig tonight.
Yeah. Now, this is the nosy part of me, because I saw, I think, Jinju, you posted on Twitter that some people started some beef with your fans in Denver.
What happened was this guy was putting a weight in the young girls.
Oh.
You don't mess with my girls like that.
Like he was pushing them down?
Yeah.
And he was trying to crowd surf.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a big dude, but I mean, he had some weight, and he was just posting on little girls' shoulders, and they were just like collapsing, and he was just like, I think he was on some substance.
Right.
But I saw him doing that, and it was during the toothbrush intro, so they were just playing, and I was like, calm the down. Like,
you call him out.
Yeah. I don't get mad often, but I go WWE on him.
Right.
And he kept doing it. And Joe was like, somebody get this dude out of here. And I grabbed him by the
mullet. Oh, so you guys kicked him out and everything.
Yeah.
See, so you guys are protecting your fans while you're playing. Oh, yeah, you're still looking out for the ladies.
You don't mess with Team DNC.
Jinju, I wanted to ask you this question as well with the guys. I don't know if you've ever been asked this, but you know that game, Kiss, Marry, or we won't say that word, but we'll say Send Them Off to Mars. If you were to do it with your bandmates.
Oh.
No, no, no,
I know,
no.
They're like your brothers.
No, 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 you don't do that with family.
No, but so if you were to kiss, send one off to Mars, and marry one, who would make the best husband?
Well, Cole is going to Mars because that's where he's coming from.
That's the easy answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Not for the tough questions.
Oh, boy.
Ew, 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 no, 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 no.
I think Jinju was going to say, I'm going off to Mars with Cole.
Yeah, I'm
going to
just... Yeah,
we belong there. Look at us.
Yeah. And I was on celebritybirthdays.com. Jinju, did you know that you're the number one bassist out of South Korea?
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, you're the number...
Guitar player.
And I mean, guitar player. Yeah, Cole is the bassist. You're the number one guitar player out of South Korea, according to that website.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Fame-wise.
Honor.
Look at that.
Nice.
Famousbirthdays.com for all your info, if you want to get all your celebrity info. I also asked the guys what they do on the tour bus, because that's where they spend most of the time. When I walked in, they were watching UFC fights.
Oh, really?
So I wanted to know what they're up to.
Right now, we actually really like UFC stuff, so we're watching the UFC fights religiously. But we've been kind of watching a lot of the like nominated movies.
Yeah, they're so sad.
They're so sad. We've had a full day of driving, and I think we were sad for 90% of
it. Joe just fed us alcohol and made us watch all the saddest but beautiful films.
You're talking about, like, Manchester by the Sea. You saw that one?
Yeah, like the saddest.
Moonlight. Like,
the saddest.
All great.
You could ever imagine.
And then you guys got to go on stage and be all super hyper, and,
you know, that's the easy part. We watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia to cleanse the palate, and then we go out there and get drunk.
TV show-wise, do you guys watch any TV shows like Narcos?
Oh, man, Narcos. I just got a video game for Narcos.
The app?
Yeah, did you get it?
Yes.
I'm kind of addicted already.
What level are you?
I'm like level 1.
Oh, okay. I'm only level 3. I just got a 2.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you guys.
Are you level 2?
Yeah. Narcos, Stranger Things is a big one for us as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Baskets. Best show on television.
Baskets.
I've heard that. That's a really good show.
New episode, by the way.
So my mic went out, obviously.
What was that last thing?
Oh, that was Cole being excited. Yeah. Yeah, Jenna, they're doing what you're up to, watching all the hot movies.
Oh, my gosh. And they're right about being sad. That's where I couldn't start last night. I'm like, okay, Lion.
You watched Lion.
I didn't know Lion was going to be. It is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not just because I'm feeling emotional lately. It's not like that. It's actually just an incredible movie and a true story. Oh,
and they kept going off on Manchester by the Sea, which is one of those movies that everybody says you either love it or you hate it.
Or you pretend to love it because you know you're supposed to.
Or you pretend because you got to be artsy.
Smart people.
Right, exactly. Right.
I don't know. I feel like I might be emotionally fragile to watch all these sad movies, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, give it a month.
Give it a month.
Yeah, right.
And did you guys know Joe Jonas is having beef right now?
Really? Who's he beefing with?
With Joe Jonas.
Huh?
The harmonica player.
He has a belt that he has different harmonicas in, and it spells out J-O-E-J-O-N-A-S. And he did an interview a couple years back, and he was like, angry with me because I guess like Jonas fans were going to his shows and expecting me to play, and then this guy gets up to play harmonica, which I think is sweet. If that's amazing, and then they'd be like, he'd be like really upset about it. So
we got to find that Joe Jonas and get them together.
Huh? Joe versus Joe.
Yeah, but I think this other Joe Jonas is way older.
It could be the opening fight for Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, maybe.
Right? I think Joe Jonas that I talked to would win that one, probably. Okay. Joe boxes. I think he's been training like UFC really? Style, yeah.
Okay.
He's been getting in the ring. He's in like really good shape right now. All of them are. DNCE got their self-titled DNCE album. You can get that on iTunes right now.
Very cool.
And watch the movies that we're talking about. Fun times with DNCE. And it was really cool that Joe took that time on the anniversary of his grandfather's passing. He dedicated a song to him during the show, I believe. Yeah.
Very cool.
Real cool. The video will be up, the full interview at KidNation.com if you want to watch that later. And coming up next, we're going to get into Does That Make Me Crazy? So we want you to give us a call. What do you do, Kid Nation, that makes others look at you in a weird way? You thought it's been normal your whole life.
Yeah. But one of your friends finds out what you do. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think that's normal, Holmes.
I ate an entire box of Kraft macaroni and cheese last night for dinner, and I'm lactose intolerant. Does that make you crazy? There you go.
It makes you depressed, too.
No, I was just really in the mood.
It's so good.
So good.
It just sounded delicious. I drove to the grocery store and just bought that.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your Does That Make Me Crazy calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Quickly, before we get into Does That Make Me Crazy, Jenna, a couple text messages for you.
Oh, okay.
Question. Mm-hmm. Does this mean side boob's going to return?
See, side boob doesn't have anything to do with whether I'm in a relationship or not. It has to do with the weather.
There you go. Summertime.
Turn of side boob.
Don't worry about that.
Please tell Jenna that she's so hot I would need oven mitts to give her a hug. LOL.
Oh, boy.
I would love a hug. I just want to be touched.
Well, he needs oven mitts, he says. And I told my hubby the news about Jenna last night, and he said, so there's still a chance.
Yeah. Love hearing that. Thank you.
You're going to love Jenna.
Thank you. Thank you for all the support. I appreciate it.
Now we launch into Does That Make Me Crazy?
Uh-huh.
Those things you've always done, you think they're normal, they're not. We're here to tell you.
Yeah.
Most, surprisingly enough, want to be crazy.
We are crayologists.
I feel like we disappoint them when we say no.
I know.
But you can't just accept people into a club. You gotta.
Everybody can't be crazy, Kel.
Exactly.
Maybe we need to relax the entry rules a little bit.
Nope.
Sorry, Kel.
Gonna keep them the way they are. Tight. This one right here is from Corey. I have to wash my hands. Not like have to. I have to wash my hands before I get in the shower. I'm not sure why. But I have for as long as I can remember. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yes. Washing your hands before you get into the shower.
Yeah.
Yes, that's crazy. That qualifies.
They're very crazy.
Corey, yeah.
Because why would you just wash them when you get in there?
And a water waster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy, Corey. Congratulations. I post random stuff on my Snapchat, just like a blurry picture, just to see if my ex will view my Snapchat story. Does that make me crazy? Yeah. Crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay, though.
Get over it.
I'll tell you, he is watching it. And if he's not watching it from his, he's having his buddy look at it.
No, not necessarily. Some guys are really over it.
They can move on.
They like to pretend that they're
That's
still
true,
looking.
That's true, huh? Yeah.
Just do you. Yeah.
This one's weird. From Julie. I lick the Q-tip before cleaning my ears.
Not crazy. I do it.
It's not crazy. I don't lick it, but I'll put water on it or something.
You do?
Yeah, to dampen it because it gets to bed. It's easier to clean.
I don't like dry cotton.
Yeah, I do that one.
Yeah, sometimes it does stick, and then you get the troll looking Q-tip.
The cotton gets stuck in your ear. Yeah, just wet it a little bit.
Yeah. Huh, I'm going to try to lick it before I put it in my ear.
Or you could run a little water over it, too. Yeah. Or you could lick it.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
We'll have to make it stickier, maybe.
800-543-3548. Does that make me crazy? Starts now.
Well, it already started out. But on the phones, it starts.
Yes, on the phone.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi. So when I'm driving down the road, if I see a car that's pulled over, something in me tells me that they have a gun and they're going to shoot me, and I get really scared to drive by them. Does that make me crazy?
You watch too much news.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
You need to stop watching news.
I don't know, man. I feel her on this because mine's not with cars that are pulled over. Mine are the cars that feel the need to drive next to me.
I can't drive next to a
it
person
freaks
for a long
me
period
out.
Of time.
Yeah.
No, I can't. And if I'm in the middle and there's two cars, I will go ahead and hit my brakes.
Andrea,
not hit my brakes, but you know.
Yeah. I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just very cautious, and you should continue to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just cautious.
What is she supposed to do?
Crazy.
Duck.
Duck as she's driving
by. I find myself wanting to duck when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And when I see people, I don't judge them, but I look them over just to see if it's somebody I could stop for.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's a kind of a different situation, but I'm like, if they look like they're in really bad shape, I'll try and go ahead and...
Yeah, it could be bait.
I know, Kelly, I know.
You know?
So much happened.
Sometimes I drive by the mall, by the store that I always hear gets, like, shoplifted, and I drive by there in hopes that somebody's going to be running out and I could tackle them.
That's
don't
crazy.
You do that. A good Samaritan just got killed.
Yeah.
Trying
really?
To intervene. You, no. Don't do that.
But I got to help the police.
No, get killed. It's just, not worth it.
Yeah. This happened.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But there was that good Samaritan that helped the police officer on the side of the road, too.
That's true.
In Arizona, I think. I want to help like that. Yeah, but I don't want to get hurt. Emily, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great.
All right, go ahead. What do you do?
I have my entire wedding planned out, and I don't even have the ring yet.
Oh, you're like every other girl.
Do you have the man yet?
No, I have the man, but I've gone to the bridal shows and went and viewed the venue.
Does he know?
But he's very clear that we're not getting married until I finish college.
Right.
Very clear. And now I have at least 2 years left.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
About 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you're crazy.
Well, you know what? He's still there. So, yeah. I mean, apparently not too crazy for him.
I've been talking about it since like 6 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He knows.
Really, the only opinion that matters is his.
You've been talking about it since 6 months. Yeah, if y'all are on the same page, then no, you're not crazy.
You're super hot, aren't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I planned mine out when I was a little girl. My friend Angie Curvin and I, every month we'd take turns buying the bridal magazine.
Oh, I remember you talking about this.
It was her month, and then it was my month, and we'd sit out in the front yard on the sidewalk, and we'd go through the pages, and we'd decide who was going to be our... It always changed. Yeah. Who was going to be the maid of honor, who had to be the register girl, because the register
girl...
That's
the one you hate?
That's the person you did not like, but had to be in the wedding.
Right.
So you had to give them a job to do. So all they had to do was stand next to the registry and let people sign the book, because people can't figure that out on their own.
Who was your registry?
Oh, I don't remember. It's always changed, you know? But I've had my... I mean, we did that when we were in fifth grade, you know?
Emily, looks like you found a keeper, because he didn't run after that, too.
Yeah, he didn't run.
Yeah.
You got a good one.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, we love you. Thank you for calling. Baby. Look at her planning her wedding. Less work for when it does happen.
Yeah.
Right now you get to a point where, like, at a certain point, you're like, if I start planning it, I'm going to jinx it.
Yeah.
So I don't plan anything.
I'd be on that side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
What do you do to your mac and cheese?
So I love to put soy sauce on my mac and cheese, and also, like, mashed potatoes, green beans, almost anything.
You like soy sauce?
Does that make me crazy?
Soy sauce is your ranch.
That's what I say. I think it's just like, it's just an enhancer of the flavors, but everyone looks at me like I'm a psycho when I do it.
Yeah,
that's your ranch.
It's weird, but...
super
weird.
Salty.
Salt. Yeah.
I'm thinking about trying that, because I do like soy sauce on my sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you try it, you already like Dane Cook. I mean, we'll be best friends. Let's hook up and we'll be good for life.
Dane Cook and
Ryan and I are best friends.
There we go.
I'll let you know if I like it, Ryan, when I try it. But yeah, as of now, you are crazy.
All right, perfect. I'll take it.
All right, bye, Ryan.
All right, adios.
Ooh. Oh, shout out.
Adios.
I do adios.
He speaks Espanol.
Yeah,
Espanol. I do adios.
¿Hablas más Espanol?
Un poquito.
Ah, muy bien.
Ah, sí, sí.
I think he's
that's
out.
It. Yeah.
That's the extent of Ryan speaking Spanish.
That's it.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Gracias.
Gracias.
De nada.
Un poquito. I will try soy sauce. I haven't seen Dane Cook in a while. But he was funny back in the day, Jen. I know you guys give me crap.
He like classic Dane Cook.
Yeah, back in the day before everybody started making fun of him, Dane Cook.
He would sell out some arenas, dude.
Mm-hmm. He did, remember?
Yeah.
Like big old arenas. Brent, this one's weird.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
What you do?
Well, when I drive down the highway, you know, like when the skunks are like ran over, I like the smell of the skunk.
You're not alone in that. A lot of people like skunk smell.
Yeah.
All right. My whole family says I'm crazy.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. I hate that smell.
You're not alone.
Yeah, we're not saying you're not crazy. We're just saying you're not alone.
Yeah.
But you're mildly crazy. You're mildly crazy.
You're still going to be crazy. You take a deep old whiff of it?
Oh, yeah.
would you have one for a pet if you could?
What? Come again?
Would you have one for a pet if you could?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Would you willingly be sprayed by a skunk so that you can always smell like one?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's
see, that's where you draw the line. Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. I'm gonna reach the point.
Yeah, go to kidnation.com and sign up for I Have a Dream.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
I wonder, does skunk smell the same to everyone and some people just like the smell, or does it actually smell different and good to some people? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, does orange taste like orange to everyone, the flavor?
Right.
Because why? And like, because like, orange is my least favorite flavor of popsicle or candy.
I love like
orange
the fruit, juice. Right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, like orange flavor.
Hmm.
You know, like the orange popsicles, I don't like, but some people love them.
Or like
does
cilantro.
It taste the same?
Yeah,
you either love cilantro.
Does it taste
or
the same
it?
To all of us?
I guess
and
not.
Some people just like it.
Because how do people like onions?
I love
some
onions.
Some people love onions.
Onions are disgusting.
I love onions.
So it must taste good to you. But
I love them.
I'll take it in my pico. But I don't want just an onion on my burger.
I want a slab of raw onion on my burger.
I like raw.
You would eat it with just like an apple?
I haven't done that, but there are onions you can eat like that. There are sweet onions that you can eat like an apple.
Oh, no. I've tried onion a couple times, and it just goes in my nostrils and in my throat. And
I love
it.
Yeah, it's pungent.
Yeah, it's got to have different tastes for people. I wonder if there's a way to figure it out. Science.
Science.
Well,
the answer when you don't know the
science.
Answer.
Science.
Just say science.
Science.
I don't know, man. Science.
Science, yeah. Bro. Science. Full on science, bro. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, dude? Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, I know I'm crazy. I just need somebody to blame it on and get kick credit to get the subliminal messages out of my head.
Okay.
I'm working on a job, and I've got my headphones on listening to Pandora, and I always keep one earphone off a little bit, so in case the homeowner comes up and says, hey, I need to leave, you want to check?
Yeah.
You don't want to miss that part.
No, right?
Right.
So they have two clocks in the house that go off every 15 minutes, and they make a certain sound that I hear on a certain radio show, and every 15 minutes when it went off, I go, shame, shame, for six hours.
That's funny.
And I started doing it, just not even thinking about it. Just do it.
It's driving you crazy.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
Shame.
That's funny,
shame.
John. That's funny.
Shame.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say you look crazy, because
cool.
I can tell in your voice that you want to be.
You're cool crazy.
That's
no,
funny.
No, I already am. I've been told plenty of times, trust me.
All right, John.
Yeah. All right, John. You stay crazy, brother.
Make sure you get that
y'all
check.
Make sure you
get
too.
That check, though.
I know that's from Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like Oprah to me.
Yes,
every time
that
I hear
is,
it,
that's
I think
what I thought
Oprah.
It was.
Hold on.
I know it's Game of Thrones, but it sounds just like Oprah.
Shame.
That's what I thought it
shame.
Was.
Oh, no.
It does
shame.
Very minute.
That was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no,
but
it's
she
Game
talk
of
Thrones.
It's Game of Thrones.
But she sounds just like Oprah.
Just like Oprah.
All I can picture is Oprah walking behind that woman. Dang, shame. That's all I can picture.
Really
but I know it's not.
It's not Oprah.
I figured it was some
Larry?
Little scene in
it's not
some,
Larry.
Some scene in Color Purple that I missed.
No. I want JC.
One day, Oprah.
Huh.
One day. You know, if I ever cross paths with you. We'll take one more.
All right. Uno más.
Uno más. You may get arrested one day, Hannah.
I think I might.
What's going on?
When I drive down the road and pull the stray hairs that come from my shirt or out of my head, I just throw them out the window. But I'm afraid that one day there's going to be a crime scene in that exact place. And then my DNA is going to be there and I'm going to get arrested. And I'm already a nervous person, so they can't interrogate me. It's a legitimate fear of mine. Does that make me crazy?
Yep.
Yep.
Stop throwing it out the window. Keep in a little plastic. Keep a little plastic bag in your car.
Make a ball.
Roll
it in
a ball.
Plastic baggie, and then dispose of it.
All right, that's a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think about it.
There you go.
Crazy.
Dispose of the evidence.
What if she disposes of it and then it still ends up in a crime scene?
Burn it.
It goes to a
burn
dumpster,
it.
And there's a crime scene.
And there's
in
a
the
body
dumpster.
In the dumpster.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that?
Yeah, Hannah, you crazy.
You can't get away, Hannah.
All right.
Have a wonderful
thanks for
day.
Calling, baby.
Yeah, I always see girls doing that in their car. They're doing the straight hair thing.
Well, we shed like dogs. We just notice it more because our hair is longer. We all shed, but it's just like, it's all over you, and you're constantly picking it all day. I get it.
Oh.
I don't shed.
No, you don't.
One good thing about not having any hair.
You used to.
Don't shed.
Was that back hair shed?
No, not
did
really.
Did you ever find it?
The ass pro? No. Right there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So good news.
What's that? What's that?
What?
I'm joking.
It's
that's
so
not good.
Is that good?
No. Sorry. The final trailer for the new Beauty and the Beast remake was released this morning.
Okay. Mm.
And it gives us the first listen of Ariana Grande and John Legend.
That's what I was waiting for.
Singing the theme song. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Is it a remake of Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Haley's okay. Why am I singing it? Because I've been singing it all morning.
I'm very sorry.
If she is the one who'll break the spell, you must finally learn to love. Tell us all
this time. Have you really read every one of these books?
No, some of them are in Greek.
True as it can be.
Any even path, there's somebody else, and it's not to me. Certain as a sign,
certain as a sign.
Sing it.
That was John Legend, Ariana Grande, Kelly Raspberry, and a little J.C. Chavez up in that thing.
Oh,
I love Beauty and the Beast.
How did they meet, Beauty and the Beast?
Well,
she had to go to the palace.
She had to go rescue her father.
Yeah.
Who was captured by the Beast for daring to trespass. He was just on his way to, like, the Inventor's Convention or something.
It was Bumble.
On his way to a convention.
Yes, he was an inventor.
My man.
And then that Gaspar guy, what's his deal?
Gaston.
Was he with Belle?
Something like Gaston.
I haven't seen that movie or watched it in a long time. I need to rewatch it.
Yes, you have, because on the kids' trip, we went to the abbreviated version show.
Yeah, but that
doesn't
count.
And we met Gaston, remember?
Yeah. He's a punk.
Yeah. Yeah, but he gets his. Yeah. He gets what's coming to him.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I'm excited.
I am too. I'm really excited.
Even though my son said he's too scared to go see it.
Yeah, you know, it's scary.
It's a scary movie. There's a beast in there.
And this looks real. Scary?
The Beast, but he's a gentle giant.
What do you mean, is it scary? It's a beast.
I just asked you how they met, so obviously I don't know the story.
He's angry. The Beast is very angry until he gets softened up.
Because, like, that old woman that came looking for shelter, he rejected her, and so she cursed him and made him a beast.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was this rose underneath glass, and if he didn't find true love
before it died,
before
right?
the last petal fell from the rose, he was, you know, doomed forever. But who's going to fall in love with this ugly beast?
Nobody.
And so he's grumpy on top of everything else.
So
but somehow
bad.
She sees the beauty in the beast.
Huh. Beauty and the Beast.
Huh. We're going to have to do our own remake of that.
Oh, Lord.
That's such a good song.
You guys got it.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
We do want to tell you about some upcoming guests we have, Kid Nation. Today, after the show, Charlie XCX is going to stop by. So we're excited about that. We'll play you that interview tomorrow morning at 7:50 Central. We're going to be boom clapping everywhere.
All right.
And then on Thursday, from the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody,
what?
Yes, Cole Sprouse is going to call
really?
The show.
Oh,
yes,
he's calling.
He's yeah. I'm sorry.
I might have pulled into Kelly out of school for that.
She watched the Sweet Life.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
I think he's got a new TV project he wants to talk about.
I seem to remember hearing about this, but it's slipping my mind right now.
It's Riverdale.
Riverdale.
CBS.
Yes, it's the Archie comic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's going to be on there. He was the little boy in Big Daddy. But I wiped my own.
Same dude.
I saw that. Okay.
And he was on Friends. He was Ross's son on Friends.
Colin Dillon Sprouse?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Might want to verify that.
I just did.
I don't remember
with
all that.
With Trey.
Cool.
Your verification mode is Trey?
Trey is my verification. Always and all.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I just don't remember.
Trey's a big
Seen
fan.
Every season 10 times through.
See? Trey knows.
What's your excuse?
It's a great show.
You grown man,
tell me Friends is not a great show.
I thought you were talking about you've seen every season and
the
every
Sweet
episode
Life.
10 times of The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, no, Friends.
Yeah, he's only seen that one time.
Yeah, it jumped the shark, though, when they put him on a boat.
I know, I didn't like that.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I liked it better on the hotel. And,
yes.
Last but not least. So excited about this.
Sounds big.
This person will be calling us Thursday afternoon. you know.
We're off the air at Thursday.
Yeah, afternoon. Well, that means we got to come in after.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, which means you can hear it Friday morning at 7, 10 Central.
Must be big.
Better be good.
Oh, it is good. I'm talking about the queen, Britney Spears.
Yay!
Whoa. The Britney Spears?
The Britney Spears.
Finally, for real.
First time ever, Kelly?
Well, we had
We talked to her a long time ago.
And we had that one interview, right?
We had that one that wasn't her. It was somebody pretending to be her.
I think it was her mom.
We're not sure. Scott Robb kept bragging. Oh, our producer at the time. I know Britney's mom. I can get Britney on the show. Oh, Britney's mom will have her call. And then nobody she didn't call. I wasn't Britney.
Scott! It might be Britney. Hold on.
It's Britney.
Yeah, that's totally Britney.
Are you nervous, Kelly?
No, I'm kind of getting older and I'm more calm.
Yeah?
About things, but I'm very excited.
Okay, so you're
She's
in.
She's your number one.
She's my number one. I love her. I love her. I want to hold her. But see, I'm afraid if I tell her these things, it will frighten her, or she'll think I'm making fun of her, and I'm really not. I truly just adore her.
I just want to go to her show and be the guy that crawls around that she pulls up on
well,
stage.
Well, I mean, maybe that can happen for you. I don't know. I remember the first time we interviewed her years ago, and she was with Justin at the time. So I was in heaven, and I just said, Brittany, I just love you. I just want to come back as you. And she's like, oh, you're so sweet. That's all she could ever say. The whole interview was just me gushing and her saying, you're so sweet.
Oh, thanks.
That was the whole interview.
This will be different, though.
Is it anniversary?
That's right.
Is it just Kelly doing it?
No.
No, we're all doing it.
Oh, okay.
No, right? Kelly and one other person.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're drawing straws because it's late in the day.
Yeah.
I have no, I don't know. I know she's calling, but I don't know what time.
We don't either.
Because if you think Britney's waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning in the West Coast.
No, she's a Vegas show.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, that's still West Coast time.
Yeah, West Coast time. So
yeah, so I mean, I don't expect her to wake up.
Exactly.
She's got to get her rest.
So, you know.
Sleep on.
That's one of those where you come back.
I'll come back. I just need to know what time.
Yeah.
Hopefully like 2 p.m. or something.
Is that what you're hoping for, JC?
No, you know, beat the traffic.
Yeah. Hoping for 2?
Well, hopefully earlier, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're guesstimating.
Okay,
too.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, if she's in Cali, noon would be 2 here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we
make
do.
Make arrangements for, you know, children and things like that.
That's right.
Britney's important.
Very important.
Other things to do as well.
Maybe it could be an interview with, you, Britney, and your daughter, Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
How would Emma Kelly do interviewing Britney Spears?
I don't know.
Does she have the same affection as you?
No.
Not really, because there's no history there for her.
Oh, Emma Kelly's in school, so I can say it now.
What?
She has been asked to be someone's Valentine.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's right.
Is that the Tom Brady cheer?
Yeah, that's Tom Brady.
I never want to embarrass my daughter. I really don't. Uh-huh. And I love that she tells me these things.
But so this is embarrassing her.
She's not listening.
It's okay.
So she gets in the car. She goes, Mommy, just drive. I've got to tell you something. I'm like, what? This boy, I won't mention his name, gave me a note today and asked me to be his Valentine.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yes.
I said, well, what does that mean? She said, I don't know. I don't really know what that means. I said, well, what did it say? It was like, yes, no, maybe. She goes, no, it just said, check yes or no. And on the back, it said, please say yes. I say, well, that's not cool. He should have given you the maybe option.
No.
That is what you do because that's how you let him down easy.
No.
If you're not
what
maybe?
She's got to go yes or no.
Is she interested, though?
I said,
she's excited.
Why don't you? She doesn't know what to do about that.
I said,
why don't you send back the note saying, I don't know what this means? Because that's very open-ended.
No,
my Valentine.
Teach
that just means she needs to buy him the little candy heart.
She buys everybody a Valentine.
Okay, well, he wants her.
So if everybody's getting a Valentine, what does that mean? Does that mean we have to hold hands on Valentine's Day?
Whoa.
She's like, ew. I said, does that mean?
I think it's go-with.
Does it mean?
It's go-with. That's where you go with me.
Yeah.
That's go-with.
Like, be my Valentine. She's not ready for that.
No.
Let's go with.
I told her she's not. I said, you know.
So check
I said, I want you to tell me when you have your first kiss. But you are not old enough to have your first kiss.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I told her.
Yeah, you better be 27.
So you're not old enough for that. I said, but I do want you. She's 10.
No.
In the fourth grade. I said, you are not old enough for that. Oh, I don't know what he means by that, but you are not old enough for your first kiss.
You can do a kiss in when you're
10
years
old. Remember. I think I definitely had a little boyfriend when I was young. He had a rat tail. I loved him.
What was his name?
Garrett. He wore mesh shirts.
That's right.
He was so sexy. Yeah, he lived really far away. I loved Garrett.
Were they crop tops?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome, Caroline Craddock.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
Hey. Caroline was asking if it's okay for an 18-year-old girl to date a 26-year-old dude. I say, yeah, right?
Of course you do.
Like, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's still...
I can't...
I think it's a little creepy on the guy's part.
Yeah, but it's not over-the-edge creepy. Like, it's in the border.
It's getting there.
The older you get, then the bigger the gap can be.
Yeah, I guess
so. But I feel like 18-year-olds have such a different mindset. That, like, if you're, like, 40 and... 25.
Well, here's the thing. We guys don't mature as quickly as you guys do mentally and physically. And so I think that's probably on the brain waves a little bit better for the dude.
I think it's kind of weird.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of intelligence and what's going on in the dating world, The Bachelor last night.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you, I had a huge Craddock fail last night. Like,
you did?
Huge. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. So if there's a way to make something complicated, the Craddocks usually like to do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't have a remote in my house. I have everything controlled from my phone. So,
nice.
Must be
you lose
nice.
Your phone, you are out of luck.
Yes, and it's very hard if you have guests over. You can't really, you know, turn on the TV or the lights because it's all from my phone. So my remote wasn't working from my phone yesterday at all.
You don't have like a switch or anything?
No, I don't even have a remote. I have nothing.
Well, can't you manually turn on the TV?
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I sat on the floor on the DirecTV and did the up button because I was on channel like 350 and I had to get to channel 4.
Right.
Twice. I had to do it twice.
That's good. Good fail.
So.
But you finally made it to the channel, right?
I did. But the problem also is, since I talk about it on this program, I have to pause it so I can take notes.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't do that last night.
They don't have the pause on the DirecTV box?
No, they don't.
Oh. Well.
And I was quite distracted because I had Justin and Elena over.
That's too much stuff going on.
It was a lot. And I fell asleep. So I'm not playing with the full deck today.
All right.
Okay, so we left off last week where Taylor and Corinne were kind of going at it. Taylor is the psychiatrist, and then Corinne is Corinne.
She's Taylor's level-headed. She's normal. She's not really...
Seemingly.
Yeah.
But usually
Corinne's the villain with the nanny, right?
Yes. But usually the mental health people are on The Bachelor are always the craziest. Always.
Really?
Always. Yeah.
Not a big fan of Taylor, then. Or are you?
No. I mean, they're playing... She's going to screw herself over because what happens is the ones that go against the villain are always the ones that get voted.
Yeah. So what happened? Yeah. There was a... 2-on-1 date or something?
Yeah.
The stuff that happened beforehand, it was whatever. He went on a 1-on-1 with Rachel, the pretty lawyer from Dallas.
Uh-huh.
They're in New Orleans.
Sister girl.
Yeah, they're in New Orleans. And I realized she's too good for him because she put on some glasses. And the only thing Nick managed to say when Rachel put on glasses was,
you look smart. Okay.
Like, bro. That's all you got.
She doesn't have a lot going on.
That's all you got. This girl's a lawyer. She's intelligent. She's smart. She's funny. She's witty.
Dad's a federal judge.
You look smart.
All right.
Well, that's not on him. That's on her. What's she doing on the show?
True.
She's
finding love.
He sounds like he's talking out of a muzzle.
Right.
He does. He doesn't open his mouth.
No,
speak.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
And our old intern, Lauren, has this funny thing on Snapchat where because he doesn't make eye contact with any of his dates.
Never.
And so he'll be looking down and she'll always say, not your date. Like, because he never makes eye contact with his date.
He's weird.
I mean, that shows he's wildly insecure then if you can't make eye contact. I don't know why they keep picking him to be on the show.
I don't either. And I can't understand.
People must like him.
We need, you know how in Honey Boo Boo? When they talked, we had the subtitles.
Yeah.
So last time you heard that.
We need that with Nick.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, I have another prediction because I'm usually right on this kind of stuff. Not to toot my own horn.
Okay.
Toot toot. So I think that Rachel is going to be the Bachelorette.
Toot toot.
The first, she'd be a great one.
The first African American Bachelorette.
All right. The first. Wow, that's a big prediction.
Okay.
Right,
Al's okay with black.
Okay, the first black bachelorette. Yeah, thank you for giving me
Black
permission.
Black History Month starts tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, okay.
That's my prediction. It would be huge. It would be huge for the Bachelor franchise.
Huge.
It would be huge. They need something like that.
And she's terrific.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's very smart.
She's smart. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
So intelligent and smart.
That's your Trump.
Who is that?
I don't know what he's doing.
I've been practicing my Trump.
That
so
was
it's
Trump?
Not ready.
Not
it's not
Trump.
Ready.
I thought that was Zoolander.
That's not even close
you
to Zoolander, Kelly.
Like my nail lady.
It's going to be terrific. I'll tell you, he's great bachelorette. Greatest bachelorette I've ever talked to. Terrific.
Oh, no.
What is that?
That's not Trump.
Dang it.
You need work.
I keep working on it.
Huge,
maybe next week.
Huge.
Huge.
but it made me laugh, so I love it.
That's the Mexican Trump. I'm sorry. That's me.
All right. All right.
Okay.
So, you're on the 2-on-1 date.
Mm-hmm. Greatest date ever.
Yeah. Okay. I have a clip. Why don't we play my clip? So, okay. Corinne really wants to show Nick that she's smart. Okay. So.
Nick has explicitly expressed that he is looking for someone who has a high level of emotional intelligence. I'm not worried about possibly going home because emotional intelligence is not even a part of her vocabulary. I'm intelligent in my own way. I'm people smart.
Yeah.
It's really sad that you can't read, you know, other signs of intelligency. Is intelligence your word?
Intelligency?
It's sad that you can't be other signs of intelligence.
Now, did they go playing it up?
Yeah,
did they go somewhere?
I don't think so. Not that dumb.
Exotic? Yet?
They're in New Orleans.
Then okay. Yeah. They haven't made like a New Zealand trip.
Not yet. They're coming out.
Yeah.
We got to watch Nick eat a beignet like he's never eaten a beignet.
Beignets are messy.
On.
Yeah, they are, man. So messy.
He couldn't even carry a conversation with Rachel. He was so obsessed with his beignet.
Yeah,
it was all over the place.
Yeah,
that powder gets everywhere, man.
It does.
Save that.
Is there a proper way to eat it?
I don't know.
Because I haven't mastered it. And I've eaten quite a few.
Everywhere. Yeah. Just don't wear black when you're eating one.
So much powder everywhere.
What? Oh my God. What? Say that again?
It's more of your Trump.
No, that was
why do you keep waving your fingers in the air?
Because he talks with his hands. He does.
He does.
There's a finger waving.
That's your Trump.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he does.
He always does the finger stuff. You got to do the finger. Yeah. That's what I mastered.
You were more along the lines of waving your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No. Oh, have you not seen Life According to Trump? Greatest video ever. Yeah.
You're
terrific.
Right. Zoolander. This is Zoolander all the way down.
It's because I watched Zoolander the other day.
All right, so.
All right.
Can you do it again for Snapchat?
No.
Back to
not ready yet. When Jenna laughs at my impersonations, it's not ready.
No, but huge, I really huge. Love that you're doing it because I just think you should just be you, you know?
There's powder everywhere. I'm Trump. Yeah, there's, if you would do, there's powder
you
everywhere.
Should, I really do think you should just go for that whole Mexican guy from Napoleon Dynamite version of Trump, and then that would be your own, and that would be perfect.
If you vote for me,
yes,
your wildest dreams will come true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That
was terrific.
You nailed that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Just like
moving on.
Back to the Bachelor.
Back to the Bachelor.
All right.
Focus. We haven't been yelled at enough this morning. Let's
keep
going.
Okay, so
the teacher is going to be mad at us.
I know.
He is going to be mad.
Focus.
So, Taylor.
Tell us about this 2-on-1 because that's all I saw memes about because I don't watch the show. So what happened on the 2-on-1 date?
So the 2-on-1s are always bad because
somebody goes home.
Yeah.
I'm like the law.
Taylor doesn't think Corinne is very smart.
Right.
And that she doesn't know anything.
She flat out asked me, what is emotional intelligence?
This is to Nick.
This is a do-do-all. Thank you so much.
So
I love it. Thanks for listening to me.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I literally want to go over there and be like, Corinne, I feel bad for you that you spent your time with Nick trying to talk about me because it's not going to work. All she's doing is using my words against me. I hope that he can see this game being played right now.
Taylor is a bully, and I think Nick deserves better than a bully.
She thinks
she's smarter than me, but not as dumb as she thinks I am. And she'll see. She'll see.
So
she's using a voodoo doll?
Corinne got a voodoo doll while Taylor's telling Nick that Corinne's dumb.
Buying into the voodoo.
Yeah. And you know who Nick picks?
Well, of course.
Crazy. You always go with the crazy.
Here you go.
I think you both know after today how important it is to me to feel like I have that emotional connection with someone that I'm going to spend a life with. Corinne, will you accept this rose?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Dear diary, today I learned that Corinne is far from a idiot. And I feel like a pathetic loser for judging her. Period. I'm feeling very confused. He just gave a rose to someone who lied straight to his face. I literally just don't get it.
The best part about the 2-on-1s is usually they're like in a funny location.
Yeah.
So the girl that gets left is like always like she's left in the bayou. I bet she's still there.
Then they make her look weird, like a creepy stalker, because she walks through the bayou and then stalks them to their dinner, and she shows up.
We have to find out next week.
We don't
week.
Know what. What's
to
gonna
be continued, Kelly. There's going to be a confrontation.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be huge.
Make Corinne great again.
Another episode from Donald Trump.
Make the Bachelorette great again. No, now I'm going into another president.
Who?
No. I don't even know which
president
one.
President Zoolander.
No. Let's just do the Pedro one.
Yeah, do Pedro.
We'll find out what she does next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.